We're back here with our post-game show, the live interview segment. We'll start here right now. It's a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. 4-3, the Blades win in a shootout tonight over the Swift Current Broncos. Dan DeSilva, head coach, is here. Oh, yeah, I'll turn the microphone on, absolutely. Yeah, you have to pay a quarter for that to happen.
Do you want me to start talking yet, eh?
No, not yet. Now you can. Nice to get the victory. 9 straight at home. 17-6-2, move 7 points ahead of those guys in the standings, getting the cushion that you want and everything. How would you describe that game from your perspective tonight for the team?
It wasn't pretty at all. I hated our first. I hated our start. Expected better, especially in the first 20 minutes. I wanted us to come out and like really establish our style of game and really put them on their heels, and I just think we didn't do that. We lacked intensity early. We really did for the first 40 minutes. It wasn't until the third period that we kind of woke up a little bit, but you know, we found a way to get it done in the end, and we'll take our lessons from this one for sure, but we've found a way to do it all year long. Whether we play our best or we don't, we don't go away. We stay in the fight. We keep it close, and we do enough just to win.
Tell me about what it goes into deciding who's going to be your shootout guys.
There's a lot of options, honestly. It was a big discussion. I said to the guys after Parsi scored, I was like, I didn't think I'd be so nervous to choose who's going to shoot. Like, it was... it's big decisions. Obviously, everyone likes it for the entertainment value, but as a coach, you're making sure you put the right guys out there to give yourselves a chance to win.
Before I give it over to Adam, I want to find out, does Parr's shot, what we've seen of his shot of recent, play into what your decision was?
Yeah, it did, and then I just remember seeing his face after the Victoria one when he didn't get to go, and I was like, he looks like a guy who wanted to go and felt like he could score and help our team, so that kind of vision just resonated with me. I stuck in my brain, like, if we get another one, he's going to go, and you know, he's been clutch all year, and
yes,
his shot, he looks confident with his shot this year, opposed to in the past when he seemed to be more of a pass-first type guy, didn't trust his shot, but you know, whether he's worked on it or whatever it has, he's sure seems confident shooting the puck. And you could tell by the way he was high-stepping in that he was going to score.
Yeah. Adam?
Yeah, and for your team, I kind of said it was maybe a little disconnected. Timing was off a little bit tonight. How do you look at the timing thing as like we're bound for to be off every now and then? Or is it an effort thing? Or just what do you think of that?
Yeah, you're going to have off nights for sure. My frustration was with the lack of like intensity and compete and just very seem casual. You know, we're playing against a team that's right there against in the standings, right? If we lose that game and give them 2 points, we're only 4 points ahead of them, and it's just the standing strength that much closer. So I just didn't feel like we felt like it was a big game. Like, you know, at the start, it didn't, like, we came out and just felt like it was like a Tuesday, you know, in middle of January, February, and it's like that wasn't the case. It was a big game in my eyes, and the start was just frustrating. Again, I'm just proud of the way the guys stick with it, though. They don't quit, and they expect more from themselves, and they've done a great job finding ways to get wins this year.
Jordan Martin ties the game for you guys. Just maybe his evolution as a player. I know you as coaches have kind of talked about him using his size more, and it seems like he's really doing that defensively as well.
Yeah, Marty's really come a long way, as have others, but, you know, especially as of late, like I would say the last 3 or 4 games, we've really seen him kind of come into his own defensively. Being he's a big body, and he's starting to play meaner. You know, he's kind of getting adjusted to the league and what he can and can't get away with. Obviously, it's a big goal for us. We've talked a lot about getting pucks and bodies to net, like doing a better job, having an anchor, we call it, like a net front guy, a traffic at the net, and then having layers and just getting pucks there, being more simple and direct. A lot of times our offensive zone is perimeter, and we have a lot of zone time, but we don't get any pucks to the net, so it's something we want to be more simple and direct. Get guys there, get pucks there, and then eventually we'll find one to go in. So happy for him, but he's come a long way, and obviously it's his defense that we're focused on, and the goals and points will come as well.
This is the fourth time you've played Swift Current already this season. The first 3 times came in the first 5 games. They didn't have all their guys. You won the first 2 pretty handily. You lost the third one. Is it tough to get up for them now, considering you've had some success against them, or is that just not a big deal? It shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I would hope not. It's unacceptable for me. You know, like, I hold these guys, I said to them after the game, I will not apologize for holding you guys to a high standard. I was upset with the first period especially, and I let them know about that, and I won't apologize to holding them to a high standard. I know that they're capable of great things and better than what they showed in that first period. And I told them, I'm not going to let you guys off the hook. I'm going to hold you guys accountable, and they understand that, and they know that they have better too. It's what they're talking about after the game as well.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks. Congratulations on the victory. Look forward to Wednesday.
Thanks, Les. Thanks, guys.
Against Red Deer. All right. Head coach Dan DeSilva joining us.